Texas's immigration enforcement plan remains temporarily halted by a federal appeals court ruling, likely delaying enforcement of Governor Greg Abbott's new immigration law until a broader decision on its legality.
The 2-1 ruling marks the second time a 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has temporarily blocked the Texas law. It follows a brief period last week when the Supreme Court allowed the law to take effect, sparking anger and anticipation along the U.S.-Mexico border. Liam White reporting.
The death toll from last week's deadly attack at a Moscow concert hall has climbed to 143, Russian authorities said. Around 80 other people wounded in the siege by gunmen remain hospitalized.
The Friday night massacre at Crocus City Hall, a vast shopping and entertainment complex on the northwestern outskirts of Moscow, was the deadliest extremist attack on Russian soil in nearly 2 decades. At least 4 gunmen armed with automatic rifles opened fire on thousands of concertgoers and set the venue ablaze. Benjamin Wright reporting.
For over a month, House Speaker Mike Johnson has deliberated on a funding package that would send urgently needed ammunition and weapons to Ukraine, considering how best to navigate what is expected to be a challenging endeavor in the House.
The Republican speaker has indicated he will attempt to secure approval for tens of billions in wartime funding for Ukraine, as well as Israel, once the House returns in April. However, it will likely be his most formidable task since assuming the speaker's gavel late last year. Jim Kender reporting.
Allies of Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney have reached a settlement agreement in a state court battle over future development plans for Walt Disney World.
During a meeting, the DeSantis-appointed members of the board of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District approved the settlement agreement, ending nearly 2 years of litigation sparked by DeSantis's takeover of the district from Disney supporters following the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The federal judge overseeing Hunter Biden's tax case in California posed probing questions to Hunter Biden's legal team during the early portion of a hearing on defense motions in the case.
Judge Mark Scarcy appeared skeptical of some motions seeking to dismiss the 9-count indictment to which the president's son pleaded not guilty earlier this year. Hunter Biden did not attend the hearing. Wade Addison reporting.
An adult male allegedly stabbed multiple victims in the Rockford, Illinois area on Wednesday, leaving 4 people dead, one in critical condition, and 4 others in stable condition, authorities said at a press conference.
A postal worker is among the 4 individuals who died, Rockford police confirmed. Details about the other victims have not been released. Rockford police stated the suspect is in custody. No known motive has been established at this time. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Former Senator Joe Lieberman has passed away, his family announced Wednesday. He was 82 years old.
Lieberman died in New York City due to complications from a fall, his family said in a statement. His beloved wife, Hadassah, and members of his family were with him as he passed. Senator Lieberman's love of God, his family, and America endured throughout his life of service in the public interest. The statement read, Jessica Oakley reporting.
Earth's changing rotational speed is threatening to disrupt our conception of time, clocks, and computerized systems in an unprecedented manner, but only for a second.
For the first time ever, global timekeepers may need to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in a few years because the planet is rotating slightly faster than before. Clocks may have to skip a second, called a negative leap second, around 2029, according to a study published in the journal Nature. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.